Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Basic economic theory teaches us that the price of a commodity generally falls when there is a surplus of supply relative to demand. Well, for the past 3 weeks, gold and silver prices have been falling. This is the longest and largest decline for many months. However, the declines have nothing to do with any surplus of physical metals. If anything, inventories are getting even tighter. Dropping gold and silver prices have not been caused by the trading activity of physical precious metals. Even before the latest drop in prices, physical gold and silver supplies were so thin that Far East buyers were purchasing paper contracts as a means to unload U.S. dollars at current exchange rates. As any physical quantities might appear in the future, the owners of these paper contracts could buy them and then sell off their paper positions. In the silver markets, though, more severe physical shortages are developing quickly. Premiums are rising across the board. Sprott Asset Management recently opened a new fund to hold physical silver. It took 2 months to complete delivery to them of 22 million ounces of silver that they purchased. The circumstances repeat with the U.S. Silver Eagle dollars. Demand for silver eagles has been so strong that the U.S. Mint already sold a monthly record of 4.7 million coins in the first 3 weeks of this month. Despite selling so many, continuing demand is so strong that the Mint has been forced to start rationing these coins. The shortage of supply means that the retail premiums for silver eagles have gone up. Not only that, but orders are being filled more slowly. It was possible to obtain silver eagles almost immediately at the start of January. Now, large orders will take 1 to 2 weeks to be filled. There is a good chance that this delay could get worse before it gets better. Late last year, demand for pure silver ingots was so strong that delivery delays of 2 to 4 weeks developed. As silver prices reached record highs early in January, demand temporarily dipped and supplies increased so that quick deliveries again were possible. However, the recent price dip has led to soaring demand again. At the moment, you can still get 10 and 100-ounce ingots with little delay, but the 1-ounce ingots are already delayed 1 to 2 weeks. I would not be surprised to see all ingot delivery times slide by the end of this week. Though U.S. 90% silver coins, the dimes, quarters, and half dollars struck for circulation through 1964, are in ready supply, the retail premium at which they sell has gone up. It is high enough now that these coins are no longer being shipped to refiners to melt down. This will lead to further supply shortages in the coming weeks. So why are spot prices falling if there is so much demand for physical metals? The obvious answer is that prices are being driven down by the trading of paper contracts and derivatives. One way or another, traders are making commitments to deliver physical metals that they do not own. Even if the trader owns a derivative to hedge their short position, there is no guarantee that the counterparty to the derivative has either the physical metal or the financial stability to make good should the short seller default. It is possible for the paper markets to overwhelm pricing of physical products for a time. In fact, the paper markets can be used to suppress gold and silver prices for much longer than most anyone would think was possible. However, the physical market will eventually dominate pricing. It might take outright defaults on the COMEX and London Bullion Market contracts before this comes to pass, but I expect it to eventually occur with a result of far higher gold and silver prices. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.